We go live to Ukraine and our daily chat with Joseph Lindsley, editor of Ukrainian Freedom News and founder of the Lviv Lab for the Activation of Democracy. Now, Joseph, yesterday you were telling us that you had had a bad feeling about the situation over there. And did things turn out okay yesterday?
Yeah, Wendy, good morning to you. Good afternoon from Kyiv. And it was calm yesterday here in the capital, as it was today. Although during the air raid alarm this morning, Russia reportedly launched 10 of these Iranian-made drones from Belarus. And it seems that they were taken down by air defense before they reached the capital. So it's been calm and quiet here in Kyiv.
Okay, and you sent now another text today. Hello from Kyiv. A big story is a letter from 30 members of Congress who have been supporting Ukraine, now calling for President Biden to push for ceasefire negotiations. Explain that.
Yeah, so I think what we see here, we see once again Putin is smartly shifting the narrative and trying to once again drum up these nuclear fears. And he has this, you know, this idea of for Putin is that Russia, you know, Russia is a victim mentality nation. And so here he's playing this poor me, we're victims card. As we discussed yesterday, the Kremlin put out yesterday morning that Ukraine is, the Kremlin says that they think Ukraine is going to use a dirty radioactive kind of quasi-nuclear bomb in some kind of false flag attack. And I think the Kremlin knows and most of the world realizes that they are lying. They know that Ukraine's not going to do this. But here's where the propaganda of the Kremlin is extremely sneaky. This is even mentioning nuclear. Every time you mention Ukraine and Russia and nuclear, it scares people.
Yep.
And Ukraine has had so many good successes, even in learning how to counter these terrifying Iranian drones the past weeks. And so every time Ukraine has good success and there's momentum, Putin puts out something to scare people. And so within less than 24 hours of Putin mentioning, oh, Ukraine's going to do something crazy, we see that his propaganda is working, and it's working in Washington. And this letter by 30 members of the House Progressive Congress, all Democrats who, and this is what really disturbs me, Democrats the 30 who signed this letter, they have been some of the biggest, most vocal supporters of Ukraine. And for example, in the letter, this is a letter to President Biden, and they say, speaking to President Biden, they say, we write with appreciation for your commitment to Ukraine's legitimate struggle against Russia's war of aggression. So they are fully, you know, on the side, theoretically, of Ukraine. But then they say the risk of nuclear weapons being used has been estimated to be higher now than any time since the height of the Cold War. And it's interesting when they say that they use the passive voice, has been estimated. Who estimated? Who's telling us this? And here's where we really have to think about the power of Putin's propaganda. All he has to do is put this nuclear idea into people's minds and everyone is afraid. And these are the tactics of a bully. And if you let the bully get away with it, it's going to get worse and worse. And so, you know, how do we respond to this? It's a very difficult question, and because people are afraid. An American veteran who was here in Ukraine since the early days of the war, he came here as a medical volunteer. He sent me a few days ago words from a speech by Ronald Reagan in 1964. They call it the Time for Choosing speech. And this is when, you know, everyone was deeply scared once again of nuclear threats from Moscow. And Reagan said, we cannot buy our security, our freedom from the threat of the bomb by committing an immorality so great as saying to a billion human beings, give up your dreams of freedom in order so we can save our own skins. We are willing to make a deal with your slave masters. So Reagan's point was, he said, the only way you can have peace is if you surrender. You know, we can all have peace if you agree to give up your freedom. And I think this is, you know, Ukrainians don't, I mean, in 2014 in their revolution, they insisted on being free. And I think a lot of people around the world and a lot of world leaders are telling the Ukrainians, you know, come on, calm down your freedom because we need peace. And so this is the situation we're in. What is freedom? Do we want to stand for it? And Reagan closed that speech in 1964 by quoting another person who stood against appeasement, Winston Churchill. And Churchill said, the destiny of man is not measured by material computations. When great forces are on the move in the world, we learn we are spirits, not animals. There's something going on in time and space and beyond time and space, which whether we like it or not, spells duty. And so this is where I think we all, you know, as Americans have, we all have to figure out, you know, will we be terrified by Putin's threats, or will someone stand up to the bully? And as I say these words, Wendy, I'm speaking in the offices, just kind of coincidentally, of a British Ukrainian NGO called Project Phoenix. And they loaned me a hat that I'm wearing right now that says "Never Surrender." Those were famous words of Winston Churchill as he stood up to the Nazis. So here we are once again today.
Well, our peace shouldn't come from Ukraine sacrificing their freedom. I mean, that is just not something that should happen. Was Putin responsible for the original fake news? Is he the original creator of fake news? Because it sure seems like it.
I mean, I think as long as there's been politics and, you know, people on a quest for power, there's been fake news, you know, and there's been propaganda. You can see this, you know, read Machiavelli. But Putin he's very subtle at it, I think. And he knows how to, as we see that, I mean, just within hours of him mentioning this crazy idea, 30 serious, smart members of Congress clearly were terrified by it. And so that's what I think we really have to step back and be calm and say, what is the actual threat that we face and what are we willing to give up?
Well, never surrender, Joseph Lindsley. It's it's just a pleasure to talk to you every single day. I worry about you on a day like the feed's going to go down because all I want to do is hear your voice every day.
Well, thank you, Wendy. We are in this strange calm right now. You know, this is, just imagine, you know, how that plays with your emotions. You know, sometimes, I mean, are you waiting for the alarm? Are you happy there's no alarm today? You know, this is the psychology of it, and that's also part of the propaganda war. And that's where we have to stay calm and cool and take a realistic look at, you know, what we're. And the last thing I'll say is, I was asking myself today, you know, why am I here? Is this stupid? And I said, no. I mean, this is everything I learned growing up studying American history. You know, why, you know, all the ideas of freedom, you know, requires me to be here.
Yeah, you're getting some hands-on learning there. You sure are.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you so much. Take care of yourself, Joseph, okay?
Thank you, Wendy.
Yeah, we'll talk to you tomorrow.